Florida, Jerry Falwell's church and college in Lynchburg, Virginia, and on several nationwide seminar tours where Dad and I packed auditoriums. My evangelical books sold by the pallet load, whereas my secular books, since, have sold as individual copies. But as an artist and writer, I also knew that even if I could have kept putting up with the theology, which I couldn't, let alone tolerated the insane, hate-filled, gun-toting right-wing politics, the evangelical-slash-fundamentalist subculture is death to artistic creativity. That is because art depends on at least attempted honesty and questioning. So I ran. And this was the better part of 40 years before Trump's evangelical and evangelical-enabled thugs stormed the Capitol. When I left the evangelical-slash-fundamentalist world, I found that I was no longer looking over my shoulder wondering what people would think. You see, an evangelical leader looks powerful, but he makes a bad trade, sort of like Prince Charles. You get the life and the palace, but being Prince Charles is all you'll ever do. You are all wrapper and no candy. It's a gilded cage and you are stuck. It's the worst typecasting imaginable. Christian leadership is the only guaranteed way to lose all faith in self, God, and goodness. As Baker writes in this brilliant book, I have come to believe that evangelicals do not comprehend what they are reading when they read, I turned my heart to know and to search out and to seek wisdom and the scheme of things. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 25. Because fundamentalist Christianity is so thoroughly obsessed with knowing, there is little room for appreciating or savoring wisdom. Wisdom is not acquired through knowledge or intellect, but through the soul. The soul is the crux of our humanity, and all the fundamentalists acknowledge that fact, but they view the soul as something that must be saved, rather than the mirror image of the divine within us that we did not acquire, and that we cannot lose. Concentrating on belief rather than on inner character leads some people, whether atheist or religious, to get stuck on the rules. That is exactly what all fundamentalism is, people mistaking rules and myths to enforce a false man-made spiritual goal. And because the mistake is a massive one, all sorts of cruelties and fictions are used to reinforce this, and endless training for a salvation that never comes. Enter post-9/11 Christians, stalking the grieving families of soldiers killed in our wars, desecrating the solemnity of their funerals with screams of God hates fags and God hates America, and enter Trump's followers. Enter those willing to even turn wearing masks and getting a life-saving vaccine into culture war fodder to own the libs at the cost of life itself. There is only one defense against the rising worldwide fear-filled fundamentalist tide seeping into religions everywhere. The embrace of paradox and uncertainty as the virtuoso expression of life-giving humility. Our egos must be curtailed by what we do not know, which is far more than we do know. This humility is rooted in a fact. We are at the beginning of creation and don't have any clue as to how things will grow and change. To me, Carolyn Baker's Confronting Christofascism, Healing the Evangelical Wound, is a liberating anti-theology. She speaks about what may not be said about God. And this way of perceiving God is found not just in ancient Christianity, but in the best of other religions too. Or for that matter, in the work of people like my friend Dr. Marlene Winnell, a psychologist, educator, and writer whom Baker quotes as a groundbreaker in studying the deadly impact of fundamentalist religion on individuals. Not long ago, wholesale loss of faith and the inevitable rise of science-based secularism